Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the second annual My Talk Awards. Each show has nominated their favorite things from the past year. My Talk listeners voted on them. Angela from accounting tallied them up. And here we are. We today being Jason, Alexis, Julia, Donna, and Dawn to discuss their favorite things in today's categories: Actress of the Year, Movie of the Year, and Most Valuable Celebrity. Here are Jason and Alexis.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day two of the 82nd annual My Talk Awards. And as you just heard from the fancy announcer woman, we are joined today by our esteemed colleagues from Donna and Steve, or if Steve and his team of lawyers get his way, Steve and Donna, a person that Alexis, Holly, and I would dabble and date, Donna Valentine. That's right.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna Valentine. From the brand new The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, the lovely, she's returning home like a boomerang.
Yes.
Dawn McClain.
So good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Welcome back.
Yeah.
And she woke up about 14 seconds ago. It's Julia, everyone, from Lori and Julia.
Julia, you're going to have to not be on your speakerphone because we get a little echo there.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we can't.
Yeah, okay. Well, hold
can
on.
You hear it? Okay, we got to work on Julia.
I don't even see a microphone in
front of her. Her mouth is moving.
Her mouth is moving.
Yep.
But we don't hear anything.
Yep. So no speakerphone for you, and turn down the volume on your computer, and maybe we'll
get to this.
Oh, curious.
Yeah.
Hi, sweetheart.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there we go.
Are you there?
This is really uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm here. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted. Thank you for hosting this esteemed award show.
Well,
I'm sorry that my hair and makeup have not showed up.
Oh,
it's all right.
You look great. You don't need it.
We appreciate you holding your phone for the next hour. Thank
you. I am.
You.
I wish I had. Yeah, I literally am holding.
Well,
so archaic, but it suits me.
Julia, I'll help you out. When you can put your phone down, when there's nothing of interest, I'll give you a lower signal so you can rest your arm so you don't get carpal tunnel by the end of the hour.
Can I wear my earbuds? Does
yeah.
that work? No.
No.
Oh, no, Holly is saying
I'm
no
sorry.
On that.
No. Oh,
yeah.
This is old-fashioned. I should get out my old phone. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, never apologize. We're just glad you're here, sweetheart. We're actually going to be, Julia, we're going to begin with you because your your sister from another mister, your bestie, caused a little bit of, she caused a little controversy yesterday. Because Grant had your White House press secretary bundle, his binder of talking points from you and Lori. I should just say from Lori, right, Julie? You had nothing to do. You don't care enough, right, about this? No.
Yeah, you're pretty right on.
Yeah,
I'm trying to fake it, though.
Yeah, I know.
But he nailed it yesterday, didn't he? He had all the Google numbers.
I was on a plane. I didn't hear a word, but we heard he was great.
You should be proud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you guys give him his afternoon treat because he did such a good job?
We did.
Perfect.
And a lunch break.
Perfect. Look, Grant, listen. Look, Grant got a lunch break yesterday.
Don't tell us we're not nice. Today might be a little bit harder.
Yeah, it might be. But we want to clear up one thing. Now,
okay.
Grant via Lori was using Googling, the term Googling, as a justification for you guys doing better. Googling. So
that old fashioned term.
That's right.
How many hits?
So the Academy did a little research, and just to give you some perspective of how Googling A isn't really a measurement, and B, if it is, it really has no importance here. We put in coffee table into the Google.
Yes.
Okay, we put in the words coffee table. Coffee table, and now, and Julie, I'm speaking to Lori through you, because I know you couldn't care less. So here we go. Coffee table.
Okay.
I know. When you Google coffee table, it has 1,940,000,000 results. Coffee table. So Lori's saying that any of your picks have a lot of Googles really doesn't mean anything. You get that, don't you, love?
Well, okay. Yes, yes.
For instance,
yes,
like,
I do.
We nominated the bear. Everybody who just Googles bears is also going to be included.
Yeah. You might even get some gay porn references on that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Daddies.
It helps.
It helps. It really helps. Donna Valentine,
hi.
Let's move over to you from Donna and Steve. These three categories today, actress, movie, and most valuable celebrity. How are you feeling overall?
I'm feeling two-thirds okay. One-third...
Really? Which third are you not
thinking? You know, actress of the year is a little dicey.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Your pick is dicey?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I was going for a little tongue in cheek there.
Ah, right.
But you just got tongue?
No cheeks.
Something like that.
Or a butt cheek, maybe?
Yeah, it's feeling good about the other two, I think.
Julia, by the way, you can put the phone down. Everyone else is talking, so don't worry about it. You can rest your...
She has to hear, though, right?
I know, I'm kidding.
I was looking up. I have to hear, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I was just looking up the categories.
You do have some good picks for the other two.
Yeah, Donna. Julia. Yeah, Donna, you do have good ones on the other one.
Yep.
Thanks,
Julia,
guys.
How are you feeling overall?
Well, you know, back to the Grant scenario where we got... marching orders and a ton of notes on the reasoning behind these fine exemplary choices.
Uh-huh.
I forgot my notes at
you
work.
Got yours? Oh!
Oh! You do not.
You don't.
You don't have the Grant binder.
I just know R3 because I just wrote them down. So
you're like Steve yesterday.
I just don't know what I'm doing here.
It's
okay,
all right.
But I'm gonna just, try.
Somewhere we can scan them in for you.
Do you have a fax machine? Can we fax them to you? Do you have a?
Or we can grab the binder and just read
the highlighted.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't. So anyway,
don't worry about it, sweetheart. You're doing great. We're just glad you're here. I just want to see your face. I don't care about this crap. It's fine. I just want to see you.
Yeah.
Dawn, how are you feeling overall about your picks?
Shut up, music man.
Again, Dawn and Bradley.
Five words.
Five words, Dawn. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling 100%. Jason Matheson.
100%, Mr. Matheson, 100%. Yeah, you guys do have some good picks. Okay, so the walk-off music means one thing. Well, a couple things. We got to go to a commercial. Brad might be around. And when we return, we have Actress of the Year. Who will win? The Morning Show, D-Val, Lori and Julia, Bradley or Dawn, or the Wretched, Mysterious, Gross Academy. So stay right there. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know who they are. We have no idea who they are. We're going to take a break. Stay right there. More fun right after these words.
The prom is coming to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, and this is one date you won't want to miss.
Let's show the world tonight.
This Laugh Out Loud Broadway musical is a story for our times. A love is love tale featuring one unforgettable song after another.
Give it some zazz.
If you like big musicals, you are going to love The Prom.
Get on the floor!
On the main stage at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. For tickets, visit ChanhassenDT.com.
A family like no other. Hi, it's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big, our boys. Variety is the spice of life. You know, that little saying that you see on little signs and t-shirts and things. Well, it's also applicable for dog food. Katie Canine has told me for years to rotate protein, rotate food for your dog. It's good for their tummy health. It's good for overall health. That's why within the Nutrisource family, it's so easy to get some variety because they have a variety of products. For instance, their main Nutrisource line, which has great inclusive options, grain-free, puppy, large breed, and more. Then move over to their Pure Vita line. Pure Vita basically means limited ingredients, the best ingredients. And then their Element series, which returns your dog to a primal diet that they should have. Find a retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Make today. Welcome back to the second annual My Talk Awards. It's time to crown our first award winner. In the category of Actress of the Year, the nominees are, from the Jason and Alexis Show, Jennifer Coolidge.
I want to look just like Monica Vitti. And then this man in a very slim-fitting suit, he comes over and he lights my cigarette. And it tastes really good. And then takes me for a drive on his Vespa.
From Donna and Steve, Amber Heard.
People want to kill me, and they tell me so every day. People want to put my baby in the microwave, and they tell me that.
From Bradley and Dawn, Michelle Yeoh.
She turned out to be stubborn, aimless, a mess, just like a mother.
Lori and Julia nominated Julia Garner.
You have no clue what it's like for me. I'm a boss. I'm trying to build a foundation, and I'm surrounded by a bunch of amateurs.
And for some reason, the My Talk Academy is back, and they went with Aubrey Plaza.
If you never fight, then your relationship is not real. It's like, yeah, we fight, we bicker, but that's because we talk about everything. You know, we're honest. They act like they're on their honeymoon, they're all over each other, but it's bogus. It's not real.
The very tough category. Ooh. Very, very tough category. Who will win? Who will go home a loser in this one? Alexis, do you have the envelope?
I do. Should we go through why we picked who we picked? Or we
sure, Lex. Absolutely. Let's do it. What, Donna, what was your thinking?
Well, here's my thinking. Amber Heard was ours, and regardless of whether you think Amber Heard was telling the truth or not during the Johnny Depp defamation trial, you have to acknowledge that she was really turning up the acting skills, albeit unsuccessfully. But the crying face, the crocodile tears, she gave it her all.
Can
the
I ask?
Performance of a lifetime.
And please correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but I need to ask a follow-up question specifically to you, because Steve gave us the impression yesterday that there was a lot of dissension in the ranks of the Donna and Steve show. He disavowed many picks, blaming you or Rocco. So here's my follow-up.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He threw, if there was a greyhound, you would be under it right now. So was this your pick or was this more Steve's pick?
Okay, I'll tell you what. This was my pick, but only because we had to give three ideas. This was our third pick. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, let's throw in Amber Heard just to have like a dark horse.
Yeah.
You know, just to do something different. I didn't realize she was going to be the winner for our nomination, but
yeah.
You know, I think we can still blame Steve.
Okay, we'll blame Steve. Like that.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Steve's fault. Everything's his fault.
Let's move over to Dawn from The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Dawn, remind the folks who you picked and why.
We picked Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once. This movie has more nominations in the Oscars than any other movie. Michelle Yeoh from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, when she came on the scene, even before that, has been such an amazing martial artist, action star.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And now you see her in this movie where she's really showing her acting chops. It's just, you know, it's just the best pick of the year.
You know, I love her in Discovery, too, if I may add a little postscript there. I love her in Star Trek Discovery. She's really good.
Philippa.
Yeah, something. I can never see. Yeah, something.
But she has a timeline kind of jump there, too. And, and the same thing. It's sort of neat that she has like a dimension jumping character in that as well.
Oh, it's so good.
Julia, how are you feeling about your pick, my love?
I can't be more thrilled. We share the same name, Julia Garner.
Garner,
I believe. Yeah. Here's the deal. I never watched Ozark because I got too stressed out. But that's what she's in this list for. And Lori and Grant loved it. Everyone loved her, and that is Ruth. I mean, transformative. And then if anyone watched Inventing Anna. I know, Donna, you do a mean Anna impression.
You look
to do Russian and French and American and Canadian all in one or whatever it is. It's brilliant. You know.
It is. And Lex.
And she turned down Madonna, which I kind of dig, for the biopic. So I'm just going to give her props for that.
Yeah.
Just added a little side note.
And Lex, ours, I mean, come on. Jennifer Coolidge, come on.
So many roles, of course, with White Lotus right now. Of course, Legally Blonde she was in. She's Christopher Guest's muse.
Yeah.
American Pie.
Oh, I'm just thinking of her in Best in Show. We both love Soup.
Oh my gosh.
We could talk and not talk for hours. Okay, we've made the audience wait long enough.
Yes.
Alexis, do you have the envelope?
I've got it right here.
Holly, nice, do you have the timpani?
Yes, I do.
Let's roll that beautiful bean footage.
The actress of the year for the My Talkies goes to Jennifer Coolidge.
Woo!
Jason Alexis Bing.
For playing the role of Tanya on White Lotus, Jennifer Coolidge has now won a Golden Globe, an Emmy, and now a My Talkie. We only wish she was here to make one of her epic acceptance speeches. Congratulations to Jason and Alexis for this win.
No, thank you. Thank you to the voting public.
Yes, thank you, My Talkers. Jennifer Coolidge won 46.9% of the vote.
Oh,
you have the numbers.
I've got the numbers. Wow. Yep. Julia Garner came in second, though, with 20.3.
Okay.
Michelle Yeoh with 18.7 in third. Let's see, in fourth, Amber Heard, 8.8%.
Wow.
And beat the Academy with Aubrey Plaza's pick.
Oh, you beat the Academy.
5.3%.
You did it, Donna.
Yay.
Yay, Donna beat the Academy.
We're on the board. Oh, Lord.
The Aubrey Plaza, that actually surprises me, because if you like Jennifer Coolidge, I mean, she was so good in White Lotus.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of go together. She was so good in that. Yeah. Julie, go
and
ahead.
She was great on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm.
She was. Mm-hmm. Julia, did you see White Lotus? Did you watch White Lotus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. It started out slow, so I left it. And then Lori and Grant forced me back into this stuff, and I did it, and I loved it.
It's so good.
Yeah. She's just everything, though. Jennifer Coolidge is everything. So congrats on your win.
She's having a moment. She is.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. We have about a minute and a half left before the walk-off music, so let's quickly move to the next category. Let's look ahead. It is Movie of the Year. Same question. Dawn, I'll start with you. How are you feeling confident level-wise with your pick for Movie of the Year?
We have Everything Everywhere All at Once. Very confident. This is an original script. It's fresh. It's really about a family. Just trying to keep their business together, and it's and also their family together at the same time. It's also a time jump movie. It's an action movie. This is the right pick.
Julia, how are you feeling?
Elvis.
Duh. But
come on, yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Duh.
Donna Valentine.
Top Gun Maverick, baby.
Yeah. You guys could take it.
All three of you have great picks.
This could be a win for you, D-Val. This could be a win. And finally, Lex, how are we feeling?
Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
Loved it.
Yeah, tough competition.
Yes. Oh, what a beautiful tribute.
Yep. So who will take it? Will it be Wakanda Forever? Will Tom Cruise continue his winning streak? Or could there be a dark horse? Could Elvis, a movie that opened about a year ago, could that sneak in there? Because the audience, the My Talkers, did love that movie. Or could Dawn and Bradley grab it with Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Everywhere, All at Once?
You're gonna How are you feeling about the Academy's pick of the
losers.
Batman?
No, they're losers. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the second annual My Talk Awards. It's time to crown the movie of the year. Here are the nominees. Lori and Julia's pick, Elvis.
I would do anything to make sure my mom and daddy never have to live in no poverty ever again. Mama, it's gonna turn out so good.
Donna and Steve's choice, Top Gun, Maverick.
Even if I could teach it, it's not what Rooster wants. It's not what the Navy wants. That's why they canned me the last time.
The My Talk Academy said, The Batman.
Pow! If only I could have landed one punch on the real Mr. Freeze.
Think positive, Robin. Our computer should clue us in on where he's liable to strike next.
Jewelry shops? Why didn't I think of that?
From Jason and Alexis, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Who are you?
I have many names. My people call me Ahkukum Khan. But my enemies call me Namor.
And from the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
But you see how everything...
Wait!
Gets washed away in a sea of every other possibility.
So there they are, movie of the year. This is a biggin', as we say in Indiana, biggin'. And great, Lex Wright,
wow.
This could be Holly Roberts. Let's hear from you. This could go a couple ways. Am I right on that?
This could go any way. For favorite movie of the year, except for the trash choice from the My Talk Academy. They couldn't even get their Batman movie right because we heard a clip from the 1966.
Yeah, it was
Burn War Batman.
I think that was couldn't on purpose.
I think they were funny.
Yeah.
They were funny.
They're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
We're all here at different times of the day. It is kind of like Eyes Wide Shut. It's like a secret society. Does any of you know, Julia, Dawn, D-Val, do we know the full makeup of the My Talk Academy? Does anybody know the full makeup?
I don't.
Julia?
I have an idea, but no. They keep adding and subtracting players.
Yeah. Are they killing them off? What do you mean they're subtracting play? What do you mean?
Never there that day.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoever happens to walk past B. Arthur's office, that's who does it.
Exactly. Yeah. Get out of here. You're on the Academy.
Here's my prediction. Here's who I think's in it. We got your B. Arthur. We got social media Q.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Glinda the Good Witch, Brooke from promotion director, and then Glinda Jr., Jess. I think that's
I think Ross might be kind of a, you know.
From our podcast division.
Yeah,
okay.
What do you call it? A designated hitter or something.
Oh, on the bench.
Sports.
What the hell? Donna, we don't do that on this show.
Listen,
I don't know
I'm
what
your
you know.
I'm athletic supporter, baby.
Okay. Alexis, do you have the envelope?
I've got it right here.
Holly Roberts, do you have the timpani?
Sure do.
Roll it.
All right. Movie of the year for the My Talkies goes to Top Gun Maverick.
Yes,
Donna and Steve.
Woo! Thank
Congratulations. Top Gun, Cohen Maverick. Somewhere in St. Paul, Lori's entire block is hearing her scream at the radio about how not only was the Elvis movie robbed, so was LoJ's project Down and Dirty movie, The Unbelievable Joy of Being Massively Delusional. Back to you, Jace.
Lori and Julia were doubly robbed. We'll get to that in a second. But first, D-Val, this is, I believe, your second win.
Wow.
Oh, we have two. I didn't know that.
I think so. Holly, am I right on that?
You know, I can't confirm that right off the top of my head.
Yes. I think this is a second win. Because I think Steve was happy for one segment yesterday.
Yeah.
How are you feeling regardless?
I'm feeling really good, especially because we went to see this movie in the theater as a show. Which makes it extra special. And I know it just picked up the best movie for grown-ups by AARP. So that makes me really happy. And this was like the perfect mix.
Thank you for throwing that in,
Yeah, to use your card to get a discount to get into the movie, Donna.
Yes.
Did you get a free large soda?
Listen, I'm not going to turn down any discounts. But feeling really, really good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. On the other end of the spectrum, Julia, how does defeat feel?
Horrible, first of all. But I want to know how close it was. It must have been super close.
Yeah, I've got it right here. It's really close. So,
is it a counting error?
Controversy.
We haven't seen the briefcase.
Yeah.
Well, Top Gun Maverick got 36.9% of the vote.
Oh, okay.
John and Steve. LoJ, you guys came next with Elvis, 27.7%.
Oh, nice.
Everything Everywhere All at Once in third with 20.5%.
Woo!
Wakanda Forever, 12.7%. And the Batman, the Academy's pick. Any guesses how many?
2.1.
Yep. 3.1.
2.3.
Split the difference.
Yep.
Wow. So, Julia, take a little comfort. You were a close second.
And both of them.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like always a bridesmaid. on both of them. We're going to win the next one.
Ooh.
I feel it.
You feel confident about most valuable celebrity?
Oh, yeah.
Who did you
pick? Who's your pick?
Yeah,
Oprah.
Oh, that's good.
That is a good pick.
Okay, there's a pause. Is that because you're all worried you're going to lose now?
She's talking smack now. She just woke up.
You know what? You know what the pause? I know. Now Julia's firing on all pistons. We're almost done.
I'm awake.
Now you're awake. No, Julia, let me ask, and this isn't this, I just mean this. I love Oprah, you know that, but I'm curious why this year? Like, what has she specifically done? Why did you pick Oprah for 2022? Because, you know.
Okay, valuable could be monetary.
Okay.
Mm. It could mean star power. It could mean good housing seal of approval. She's the triple threat. I forgot my notes at work to add all the other little disclaimers here. She's in everything. She's television. She produces. She acts. She makes money. She had a talk show. She's Oprah.
Oh yeah.
Agreed. You have an interesting point there, Jason.
Yeah.
And again, I just think we think well, she's everything.
Yeah. She's the omnipresent celebrity. Let's go to Dawn.
Was that
Dawn,
a good argument?
That was a great argument.
Not bad. Not bad. Great,
Julia. You did that without the Grant binder. You're doing great, Julia. You should just work the straight through the day now because you're on fire. Just stay with Dawn and Steve. Hang out with, just work the whole day.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Everyone be prepared.
Dawn McClain from The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, weekdays at noon. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Britney Spears makes more money for everybody else than anyone else. She's relevant every day. People are looking at her Instagram to see, is it her? People call the cops because they think that she's disappeared. The tabloids make tons of money. People make so much money off of her, and she's so valuable that they took control of her body. You know, I mean, they took control of her and put her away because she was so valuable.
Very strong defense.
I am really, really hoping
strong defense for her pick for Britney Spears. Alexis, how are we feeling? I forgot who we picked.
We've got Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thanks. Her new album.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's all you have to say.
New album's out. She's breaking records left and right. Think about everything that's happening with Ticketmaster. Her fans blew up the site. Now there's a big lawsuit. I mean, that's all Taylor. She's very valuable.
She loves
valuable.
The gays. So
she loves the gays. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
And cats.
And cats. Oh, God, don't get Holly started. And finally, hour one of our show. Listen to it later. D-Val. Who did you guys pick?
Okay, nobody was more captivating last year than Prince Harry. Who had a bigger year than Prince Harry? Everyone wanted to know what he had to say last year. Why did he leave? What's he going to share? Is he henpecked by Meghan? The Oprah interview, all the interviews that followed, the book, the drama between him and his brother and his father. Will he go home for the coronation? Blah, blah, blah. Who had a bigger year? Nobody. Everyone wants to know what he has to say. The book, oh my God, flying off the bookshelves.
D-Val, if we're going to get married, I should know this about you. Are you team Harry and Meghan?
I think so.
Okay, good. We can continue with our marriage.
I think so.
Yeah.
I love following the royal family, and I love the idea of like this fairy tale, but this, he needed to go.
Okay.
He needed to go.
Holly Roberts, look, 37,000 feet. Okay, fly 37,000 feet.
Here I am.
Who's looking good? And now be impartial. Even though this is our show, but be impartial. Who's looking good for this final category today?
Well, like an Airbus flying overhead. I think that the peanuts and the pretzels probably. I think. Team Donna and Steve. I think Prince Harry was a captivating celebrity in the year 2022 and moving into 2023. A story that captivated the world's audience. People are invested in Prince Harry. I will say a close second, though. I'm going to pat ourselves on the back. We do get a free beverage. Non-alcoholic for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Gingy.
Gingy,
yep.
Gingy. Yeah.
I think.
Midnight,
You know who we didn't talk about? Well, who the hell did the Academy pick?
Oh,
Harry Styles.
Oh.
Big year two for him.
Ooh.
Harry's house.
Ooh. Julia, you guys love him. They could win. They could win, don't you think, Julia?
Sure. I don't know how anyone would vote for anyone but Oprah. I mean, Oprah interviewed Harry. And gave him that launch.
Oh, good point.
That is true.
He gave him the launch in America. Mm-hmm. You know what, Harry Styles, this isn't the right category, I don't think, for him.
Oh, good point. Oh, and we did hear from the accounting firm. Donna and Steve did not win any yesterday. So, Donna, you grabbed your first one.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, who will take our final category of the day? That is most valuable celebrity. Could it be Britney? Dawn made a very strong case. Could it be Prince Harry? Who knows? You're going to find out when we come back. In the meantime, you can see past winners and clips from yesterday by going to mytalk1071.com and click on the My Talk Awards. And you'll see Grant and his giant Lori and Julia provided binder.
Yes.
Oh, God. There.
Well, God willing. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Hey friends, Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. Do you have a mortgage question? You know who to call? Local lender, part of the community, getting the job done, gives you the best deal the first time. You know, gimmicks don't work in First Equity. They've proved that time and time and time again. Banks, big mortgage companies are getting out of the game because the gimmicks don't work. And that's what's so great about First Equity. They take the time to get to know you, make sure that you are set up for success, whether you're looking to refinance or you're looking to get into your first mortgage. The best thing that you can do, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, is to get pre-approved for a mortgage. You know how much you can afford. The seller will look at that and go, oh, okay, they're serious. They're ready to go. Oh, my gosh, they've got First Equity on their side. Yes, queen or king or whoever you are. It comes with a reputation, and you got to work with the best team. First Equity, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Welcome back to the second annual My Talk Awards. Next up are the nominees for 2022's Most Valuable Celebrity. From the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, their nominee, Britney Spears.
Her most ardent fans, the legions of the Free Britney movement, celebrating outside.
That's just so, so happy. She deserves all of the freedom.
We're feeling great.
So excited.
As long as Britney's happy, we're happy.
Donna and Steve nominated Prince Harry.
If you thought a sit-down with Oprah and a six-hour doco, not to mention a lifetime of public scrutiny, had left no royal stone unturned, think again.
The truth, supposedly at the moment, has been there's only one side to this story, right? But there's two sides to every story.
Jason and Alexis submitted Taylor Swift.
I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that my brand new album comes out October 21st, and I will tell you more at midnight.
The Montauk Academy's pick, Harry Styles.
It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be back in New York. I just popped very quickly to Venice to spit on Chris Pine.
And from Lori and Julia, Oprah Winfrey.
I didn't set out to do a bombshell interview. I set out to do an interview, have a conversation that would allow them to tell their story.
All good picks. But who will take the most valuable celebrity of last year, of 2022? Will it be Oprah? Could it be Britney? Could it be Harry Styles? Or, I'm sorry, could it? Yeah, Harry Styles. Could it be Prince Harry? Yeah. Or it could be T-Swift. Who will it be? I don't know. Holly, did you... Who just said my name?
Oh, me. I was just going to say I have an update just on, you know, how we're doing as teams so far with the awards.
We don't need to do that.
Because we've done five.
Good job!
Yeah. We haven't even made the top two yet, so I don't know if we need to take time with this.
Not looking so great for Bradley and Don. You're right.
But let's do the numbers anyway.
Jason, Holly, we've got two.
Okay.
Don and Steve, one.
Okay.
Yay. Bradley and Don, sorry, zero so far. Lil' J, one.
Okay.
And the Academy has one.
Well, Don, we can just take the one from the Academy and give it to you.
Yeah. God, we have that on our list anyway.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Good
picks, though.
Thank you.
Okay, Julia, pick up the phone. It's time.
I'm here.
I know. I just wanted you to rest your wrist for a little while. Julia's been holding a phone for about 47 minutes, so we just want to make sure her wrist is all right. She has to play pickleball later. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Alexis, do you have the envelope? Holly, do you have the timpani?
Yes.
Roll it.
All right, the most valuable celebrity for the My Talkies is Prince Harry.
Yay!
Don and Steve's pick.
Wow.
This is the first My Talk Award for this up-and-coming author and podcaster. Congratulations, Donna and Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Academy. Thank you to my fellow nominees. Really appreciate everything. To be in your company is a blessing and a curse. Yeah. thank you. Oh my God, we have two. I'm so excited.
Two.
Well, yay. I'm going to ask you the same question again. Steve made it sound like there was dissension. You know, there was not agreement in all these votes. Where did you come down on this one, Diva?
This was my pick.
Attagirl.
I picked this guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, I was trying to think outside the box, you know, like Julia said, the term valuable can mean many things.
Yeah.
But I thought, who has value right now as a celebrity to the fans, the audience?
Oh.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but it's two-sided. It's he's getting attention from not only the people that agree and love him, but he's getting attention from people that are annoyed by him and think he's a whiny baby. It's like the Howard Stern effect. People listen to him because they hate him. He is equal parts as people that love him. Anyway, Lex, do you have the numbers?
I've got the breakdown. Yep.
Yeah, let's see this.
All right, Don and Steve with Prince Harry, 35.7%.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We came in second with Taylor Swift, 27.2%.
Polly!
Yeah, Oprah came in third, Julia, with 19.7%.
If the Dawn Academy has left beats the room. Us. Oh, God. I'm Did gonna... the Academy beat Bradley and Dawn?
The Academy does beat.
Oh, no!
Oh, Harry Styles Dawn. With 9.5%.
Oh, God.
And Dawn, 7.9%.
Oh, oh single digits for Dawn?
Yeah, 7.9, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Dawn, did Bradley, did who picked these? Is it was it you or just throw Bradley under the bus? He's sleeping or he's at the gym or eating meat or something.
I think that he does have a special interest in Britney. So, you know. I think that it came from his brain. I also have an interest now that I'm on the show with him. Endlessly fascinating. So I stand by Bradley's choice.
Uh-huh.
But it was Bradley's choice.
I know your speech rhythms, and I am just cracking up over here. Okay. Well, Julia, you came in. I mean, you did better. I have to give credit. You did way better than I thought you would.
In all of them or just with Oprah?
Just with Oprah, my love.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
We still she's have
regressing.
4 minutes.
Donna, she's regressing.
Okay.
She's regressing, Donna. She's
Julia.
Going. Julia.
You're doing great.
You're doing great, Julia. Have you even had coffee yet, girl?
I'm at my, 20th cup since we started.
Oh, look at your mug.
I just think, Oprah, you are her biggest fan, Jason.
I am.
You know, you talk about the timing and the year, and just overall, she's just always there. Like you said, omnipresent. She just dabbles in everything. She just turned 68 and had a lovely birthday and forgot to invite Lori and I in Beverly
69.
Hills on Saturday.
69.
Wow.
Oh, 69. Better yet, what a perfect number for Oprah.
And Gloria and Julia.
I think 69, I think Oprah.
Yes.
Stedman.
Yeah, Stedman. Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord, Lord. Now, do we know the categories tomorrow? Do we have that?
Yes.
And B. Arthur sent out 15,000 emails.
Well,
and
let
I
me
don't
look
know.
At the chart that's super tiny.
I know.
And
B. Arthur sent out a chart. I'm not kidding. She sent it for fleas and ants. It's the smallest. Yeah. I didn't even know they made font that small. It's like Times Roman minus one.
I've got it right here. Let me scroll in. It looks like we have for Wednesday, comeback of the year, reality show of the year, and viral internet moment of the year.
Perfect.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Right.
In our last minute or so here, a show of hands, but the since this is radio, go ahead and say yay or nay. Who's participating in the chili cook-off? Anybody?
Nay.
Anybody?
Nay.
There's pressure, though. There is.
We're doing this show at that time, so we can't.
Whatever, Dawn. Okay. Whatever.
You could drop the crock pot off.
Yeah. That's right.
It said that you have to take the crock pot at the end, which is 1 p.m., which I truly am.
We're doing a station-wide chili cook-off, y'all, and I've been making fun of this for about 7 years.
Uh-huh.
We received an email from the vice president about the chili cook-off, and yesterday...
I was shocked.
Yesterday, Jenny Hubbard sent an email about... and I love Jenny, she doesn't mind if I poke fun of her. She's in the cult. She's in Heaven's Gate, and she's in the chili. She's in the chili cult, and I don't know... What's up with this chili? But Julia, are you submitting a chili?
Chirp, chirp.
I'm sorry. Holly, did we lose Julia? Holly, can you check the connection? Is she still there?
Bad connection.
Yeah.
Julia, is Lori and Julia submitting a chili?
Lori loves to cook so much.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I can see Grant doing it.
Yeah, well, the big question, though, is for you, Jason, because yesterday you did commit... to making a chili.
Did
have you,
you
changed
to making chili?
Yes.
Did you change your mind?
No, because I practiced yesterday on my husband. He's a guinea colin. And I practiced on him yesterday. I made a chicken chili that I will be submitting just to shut them up. Just
morning
to just
show
eat chili?
Yes.
I mean, I just want to go over to Lund's and Byerly's and get that white chicken chili and pour it in a crock pot because it is good.
Yeah, girl, let me tell you, I may do that if I'm lazy that day. But no, I'm thinking.
Or maybe just mix it in.
Yeah. I'm just going to submit that. And then I'm just going to slip in a slice of the coconut cake just to make sure we win. No. Just boom, let's slip it in there. Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for hosting, you guys.
No, thank you, Julia. Thanks for moving from your bedroom to your living room. We appreciate it. Dawn, thank you for coming in early. D-Val, thank you for taking time out of prep of your show. We appreciate it.
You guys are the best. Thanks, love you.
That's right. You can hear Dawn on the new adventures of, well, not the new, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn at noon, followed by Lori and Julia. But right now, that's going to do it for us. If you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself because no one can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so much. It's Tuesday. Let's get some stuff done, right?
No.
Yeah, everybody. No.
Be lazy.
Dawn and the Steve Experience up next.
Lazy.
Bye for now. See you tomorrow. Lazy.